Discuss in detail. Another 1 hour it will take. So this okay. So in this world, if you observe very carefully all the living entities, the various species of life. So if you observe carefully, you find that every one of us is struggling for existence, particularly in animal species of life. If we observe, we can see that they are, you know, if you attack on them, so they are very quick in their defense. Somehow nobody wants to get trapped in something which will destroy, isn't it? Everybody wants to protect from the dangers. And this is the nature of the each and every one of us. But surprisingly, you know, there is another just contradictory nature of the living species of life in this world. What is that? They have such a desire that their own desires destroy them. One hand, they are trying to protect from the external attacks. On the other hand, their own desires destroy them. You may be understanding how it is like that. That's why you are smiling. So you could notice the point. So if you see animal species, like let us take example of fish. There are numerous examples. Let us take example of fish. You know, fish, if fish is moving in the river, you will not find that any fish can die out of starvation. Fishes cannot die. They have sufficient food in the river. If they move in the river, they will get a lot of food to eat. But still, somehow, they come under the trap of the fishermen. How? You know, they see little flesh and something like, and which is attracted to their tongue, you know, and immediately they will get attracted, and they will get trapped into that, and then they are finished. So desire to eat will finish the fish. Similarly, if you can say moth, you know, if there is some light, then moths are attracted to that. And when they go there nearby, they are burnt out. Isn't it? So, and another hand, if it's in mouse, you know, in the homes, they used to trap the mouse. So what they put? They put something in that. And then mouse has so many things to eat. No mouse dies out of starvation. Have you seen any mouse is dying out of starvation? But no. Still, you will go there and you will find something. So, we can see the animal species. They are having such desires and their own desires are destroying them. But if you attack on mouse or fish, if you try to catch fish, it's not possible in any other way. Very difficult in the water to catch fish. But this is their weakness becomes their cause for destruction. But then they can give the excuse. Animals can give the excuse. You know what is the excuse? Because fish can say, you know, I was not knowing that this is the trap. I was just thinking this is just like other food. I went and I was not knowing. So this is the excuse. And also they were not knowing in advance that this is what is the trap. So, but and similarly mouse also can say, because they don't have that intelligence. They are not knowing in advance that it is going to harm me. But in the case of human being, they know that this is going to harm. Still they take it. Without any excuse. And this is a very strange thing. It is said that humans are very intelligent. So, they don't have an excuse. If you see Like I'll give you an example. Let us take the example of cigarette. Of course, you all are not, none of you have this habit, no? No, so it's okay, I can comment freely. So, you know, this cigarette is such a, there is a statutory warning on this cigarette. What is that warning? Can anybody say? Injurious for health. You know, first time when they found, they did the research and they found this nature of the cigarette, then this cigarette industry lobby, they opposed it like anything, you know, created opposition. They wanted to somehow stop this statutory requirement, you know. But then, surprisingly, somehow they failed and this was put on the cigarette. And surprisingly, after this was put, the sale of cigarette increased. So what can be the reason, you can understand? Any reason behind this? There is no reason. Simply foolishness. Simply foolishness. There is no other reason. Simply foolishness of the people. Even it is poor because they are trapped. And they are trapped knowingly. That is the foolishness. So, why this happens? Because these habits, once it is made, it is addictive. And addictive means what? Add plus dictate. Once we add it in our life, then it starts dictating us. We are no more free. Dictator. They are dictators. Once we adopt it, then they will dictate us. And then it becomes very, very difficult for us to come out of it. So these are the Oxford Dictionary definitions given. Something you can see. Anybody can read? Naveen, you can read? First?
Settled or regular tendency.
Settled or regular tendency. What do you mean by this? This settled, like, you know, water is there. Water, something is settled down. And whenever there is disturbance, it will come up. So like that. Already it is settled in our heart. The tendencies. Tendency means the tendency to commit it again. That is called sin. Then you can read, Ankur.
Practice that is hard to give up.
Yeah, practice that is hard to give up. If you have not practiced it, then it's very easy to give up. But once it has we practiced and it has become part of our life, it's very difficult to give up. That is called habit. And then third, you can read, Dipendra.
Mental
biases
or attitude.
Yeah, so attitude. It becomes our attitude later on. Now, we will see some quotes about the habits. You can read. No, just old habits die hard. It's very difficult to give up the habits, old habits. No? If you remove H, in the old habit, if you remove H, then it's still a bit. If you remove A also, it's still bit. If you remove B also, it's still it. It is there. So it's very difficult to give up. So old habits, very difficult to give up. Then second, you can read. Manoj? Yeah, have you seen very spongy bed? Once we go, like I am sitting, it's a little spongy. But you know, if something is cushioned very thick, you go and you try it from your hand to come up, your hand will also go inside. It's very difficult. So habits are like that, you know. Then third, you can read, Ankur. Ankur too. Cultivating like a plowing field. So when we cultivate a habit, it's not easy. We have to put efforts. But once we make it, it's very difficult to give up. Yes. Saurav, you can read further.
Habits start by being too weak to be fed, and end up becoming too strong to be led.
Yeah. So it's very difficult. Initially we start it very easily. Easy, nothing. Like when we take somebody, he starts taking the wine, initially it takes little. But then, so initially it's very less, but when it's becoming too strong to be left, it's very difficult to leave. Easily we can get into, but very difficult to come out. This is the meaning. So the habits are like that. Nature of habits. Okay, anybody can read fifth one?
Before you realize that you have what the habit has
gone. Thank you, Santosh. So before you realize that you have got the habit has got you. Yeah? So we don't realize actually that we are, you know, it's just for a fun purpose we do it and then we are trapped into it. And you know, so just we discuss that how we are getting destroyed by our own desires and knowingly, surprisingly. There is no excuse. We cannot give the excuse, I was not knowing it. So let us see some of the statistics of how the habits, what is the nature of this habit and how it is affecting the whole world. No? It is mentioned that 1.1 billion people smoking on this world, in this world. Just imagine. 1.1 billion. Means 1.1 billion fools. Why? Because you know, fools, otherwise how it's mentioned that you should not take it, but it's taking. 1.1 billion, almost one fourth or one third of the whole world population. No? We'll see how it is. Foolishness, it will come again. Can anybody read second?
Tobacco kills 10,000 people per day worldwide.
10,000 people. No? In 1,000 people, if dies in a city, there is all over the world news comes, no? 1,000 or in earthquake comes in a while. So, 10,000 people die, it's a big news. But here, this tobacco is killing 10,000 people per day. And there is no news in the newspaper. Only this is in the, when you come in ISKCON, you find the news of it. Why? Because everywhere there is cheating going on. They don't want us to know what is harmful for us. In all the newspapers, they will not show it. Rarely they will show. And then, third one is, by 2020, tobacco use will cause 12% death globally, which is more than total death of suicide, TB, HIV, maternal mortality and vehicle accident. So if you add all these deaths, you know, the death by taking tobacco will be more than adding all these deaths. No? How dangerous, and then still people are going for it. Then half of those who start smoking in adolescence die in middle age, losing around 22 years of normal life expectancy. So most of the people they are starting, you know, like that. Then every cigarette contains 401 poisons and 43 cancer causing chemicals. Just imagine. This is the scientific research, scientific details of the cigarette, scientific analysis. So how dangerous it, but surprisingly so big number of people are taking. So what is it? It's the effect of habit. So this is how these habits are so dangerous, that the habits can destroy the whole life. These habits are affecting the whole world. So first we make our habits and then our habit starts making us. Isn't it? First we make habits and then habit makes us. Like that. So we'll discuss now the very important point, what are the causes of habits. I'll close this, I'll ask you all now. Can anybody say what can be the cause? Why people are getting trapped into the habits? What makes them to develop such even dangerous habits? Can anybody say?
Some people, they get influenced by the social circle where they put up. They are influenced by the others, like their friends or someone.
Yeah, very important point. Nice. Social status. In the society, if you don't drink, people will see that you are very backward. Isn't it? This modern social structure has become so worse that if you don't die, people will say that you are a fool. You should take something which will make you die early. Isn't it? Otherwise you are not respected personality. That's my point. So this is very important. Nice. Thank you. Yes? Any other reason? Yes.
Too much attachment. When we try something,
yeah,
then like create attachment which gradually intensifies in the course of time.
Yeah. So we start little, then we get attached to that, then we do it again, then we get more attached, then we do it again, then we get more attached, and then more attached, then it becomes a part of our habit. Any other?
Miseries we are facing in this material world make us into go into these habits. By taking these habits, we just think that we forgot those miseries.
Yeah, very important. But you know, distress, when we are in tension, anxiety, and some anxiety, the exam pressure is there or job pressure is there. So people think that if I take this, I use this habit or intoxicant, it will relieve us. But the problem is that the intoxicant relieves us for a small fraction. Just like you know, you are on this level, and then they will, normally we are on this level. When we come to this level, then we take help of intoxicant, and the intoxicant brought us into this level for few hours, and then it will bring us here. After we come out of the intoxicant, we go further down. Where we were, from that we'll go down. So this is what happens when get intoxicated. But people still, they, instead of trying to search for the permanent solution of their problems, they try to get trapped into these temporary solutions. And that makes them get addicted to these habits. Any other reason? Very nice. Very nice points. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Prabhuji, we think that we should not lose out on happiness. That we may get happiness out of that.
Yeah, happiness out of that. There is some pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah, so once we start seeking that pleasure, it becomes very difficult to give up for that momentary higher pleasure. And then after that, we forget that after that there is great pain associated with that, isn't it? Like we have to lose our life, or sometimes people get so much diseased, you know. So all these, any other cause?
We don't have the required discretion to distinguish between habit and an experiment. Like people in colleges, they go for the experimenting something and then it becomes a habit.
Yeah, very important point, you know. This is how when we come new in first year, na? First year students, there is ragging period. And in ragging period, they introduce us so many things, you know. When I entered my college, I joined in my first year BTEC. That time, you know, they gave me pornographic magazines to read. You know, this is how the things goes worse. Somebody is getting trapped into it, finished. His whole life is finished. So they give the purpose of experience. You experience it. We should have experience of everything. And then experience will have your everything. So like that. Thank you very much. Anyone else? So like that, you know. So sometimes people will have fear of becoming outcast. And my all friend circles are taking. Like I'll give you an example. When I was in my engineering college, you know, I was having almost 40 students in my branch. All 39 students were smoking. And I was the only exception. So it was a very great challenge, you know. But somehow I could maintain it. But it's not so easy, because we fear that we'll become outcast. So like that. So if you are not extraordinary, extraordinarily able to control, then it's very difficult. Like that. So you have to, so some people do like that. And another cause of these habits, you know, most prominent cause is media. Somebody, if you have seen advertisement, someone is smoking and saying, "It's so cool, and you are a greatest fool." Can you say, imagine, cigarette can also be cool? Such a foolishness, isn't it? Cigarette cannot be cool, na? Surprisingly, people are so foolish. So like that. So we'll discuss another thing, association, what kind of circle we have. Isn't it? Leave out cigarette. Anything we learn, association, what kind of people are around us. And if people are not good people around us, it's very, there is a lot of chance to get trapped into all these things. So association is the most important, one of the most important. Of course, if you have good association like you are here, then it's very easy to protect ourselves. So there is analysis how we develop these habits. This is a flow chart, how it happens, you know. First, what happens because of previous karma, and also we see some object and we get attracted to it. Okay? So when we get attracted, we see and we get attracted, and then what happens? We develop desire to get it. Okay? And then when we develop desire to get it, then that desire transforms into action. Thought, desire, and then action. So we act. Like example, suppose somebody sees, like those who are, you know, they are drinking, they are liquor addicted, drunkards, you know. When they will go in front of, they will decide, I will not drink. And when they will go on the road and they will see, they know that here is the shop, drink, so liquor shop. And they go in front of liquor shop, na, some strong force is pulling them towards shop. You know, there is no see, we cannot see that force, you know. Like even you see the attraction between male and female, when female, like young girl comes in besides the young boy, there is some strong force which attracts the attention. You know, it's unavoidable, it's become so difficult to control, na. Yes. Automatically, like just like a magnet, strong magnet, like that, you know, like that. So this is the action, you know. And then if so difficult, you know, somehow you try to protect, but at the end, no, let me try, this is last time. Next time I will not take. And then action. Once it is action, there is reaction. What is that? The reactions are of two types. One is physical, another is psychic. What is the physical reaction? Temporary pleasure will get, but ultimately leads to misery. Like our health will go down, our intestine will get lost, damaged, our lungs will get damaged, so many things will happen. One devotee was telling that, like, if somebody takes cigarette, he has four advantage benefits. What are those four benefits, you know? First, that thieves cannot come in his house. So why, you know? Because whole night he will be coughing. And then he will never grow old. Why? 22 years less. Before he grows old, he will die. Like the two other, I don't remember. Next time we can discuss. Then another, but the physical is not as dangerous as psychic. Because once we experience this again, the impression in our heart becomes more stronger than previous time. That force which was pulling us, that force becomes more stronger when we come next time in front. That's why you can see, we go again, when again we come, the psychic means when again we come to any sensory object next time, then that desires becomes more stronger because we have experienced again. So then again the action, again reaction, again psychic, and this is the circle. And this circle, how many times we repeat, that much times this addiction becomes stronger, stronger. Habit becomes stronger, stronger, like that. And these habits, you can see any field of life, all habits. So whatever cause you told, there is, in between comes the association. Association will force you, even if you are not. Like suppose I have decided, I will not go, there is the path through which I will not go, where liquor shop is there. But then some of friends will say, come, no problem, you don't take, but at least you can join us, at least you can be there. You are, anyway, you are our old friend. So many years you have been accompanied us. So like, you have been accompanying us so many years. So at least you can keep company to us. And then that association again will pull. When we go there, then again we'll fall in trap. Like that. So this is how, very important to remember, you know, it is very useful, this cycle, for all of us. And whatever reason you told, it will come in any one of these. If you see. So, you can say the habits. Hare Krishna. So what shall we do now? Hare Krishna. Kirtan, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Can anybody switch on that? There is the remote control. Rambhadra Prabhu was. So is it, oh, you are able to understand?
Yes.
Eh? So like that, you know. So when we are trapped into it, it's very difficult to come out of it. And this cycle goes again and again. So there are so many types of habits we can develop, isn't it? Like, you can give example of habits. Suppose you all are not, nobody is in having any intoxication habit, no? Anyone of you have any, taking any intoxicant? No. Thank you very much. So, but still, we have so many other subtle habits. And if you see, these habits, all subtle also habits, like in attraction for the opposite sex. We'll discuss during our 2 days session how it is dangerous. We'll analyze it. And how it controls our lives. It destroys the lives of the people. Destroys completely. So this is also a habit. And if you see, this is the cycle. It goes like this. It's coming. Remote is not there. Just call him. Yeah. You have mobile, anybody? Yeah, call him, just. So like that, you know. Now we'll discuss this to another, the effects of the, what will be the effect? Now this is the cause, and how it affects the lives of the people. And then we will discuss that how to come out of it. So these are two topics, and then we'll finish. So like this, just we saw like this is the cycle, and this is making us trapped in this. Again and again we are committing the same habits, and then the tendency becomes more stronger. Any one of you were having such any habits before, earlier? Any one of you? You were having? With smoking? So he has given up. You should learn from Ankur, actually. You know? Actually, it's not so easy to give up. You know, they say, one person was there, when I was studying in IIT Delhi, I was doing my M.Tech. That time, he was telling me that, you know, I smoke, but you know, I have power that any time I can stop smoke. He says, then I told, so, how many times you stopped and again started? He told, so many times. So then means that so many times you have been failed. It's not your success. Because success means completely come out of it. Isn't it? But you have not come out. Still you are in trap. So it's people out of false ego, they say, no, I can control it. Any time I can take. If we know that something is wrong, why to take even a single time? So it's not because they don't want, because they are forced to go in that direction. And that causes them to, because they are addicted to it, so they will again and again go through the process. Like that. It's coming?
No, you won't go in the outside. If you move the mouse.
Thank you. So like that. So this is the car. Cause, now effects. You know, effects, the habit affects our one's destiny. How? Anybody can read? Who will read? Please raise hands. Everybody will read. Yes, Gautam Prabhu, please read.
So a thought reap an action, so an action reap a habit, so a habit reap a character, so a character reap a destiny.
Yes. So, we sow a thought and we reap an action. Even we reap, sow an action, we reap a habit as we saw it. And when we sow a habit, we develop our character. So, we can judge our character depending on our habits. What character we are having, that depends on what are our habits. And then, what character we have, accordingly, there will be our destiny. So, like, I'll give a simple example. Like, if if we have this tendency to this habit to steal, okay, then what will be our destiny? Or suppose somebody is having a strong tendency to do gambling. But then, if he loses all his money, the tendency to gamble it again will be there. For that, what he will do? He will rob somebody and then he will be put into the jail. So his destiny will be in jail. So like that. So similarly, there are so many, even like you can see, so many other addictions. Apart from that, there are financial effects. We lose the money. It is said that cigarette causes holes in the pocket as well as holes in the lung. Isn't it? Cigarette will cause hole in the pocket and holes in the lung, both. And then loss of good health. You lose the health. Loss of social respect, you know. People will say, he's a drunkard, he's cigarette, taking cigarette, like social respect also it goes down. People will criticize. Leads to commit crime. Like you know, even say crime among teenager is rapidly increasing because of this addictions, various types of addictions. And it is said that in any country, if television is introduced, within 2 years, the crime rate increases, murder increases 10 times. So television is so dangerous. So now when we say, like in ISKCON, that it's not good to introduce all the so many channels and televisions in the houses, and particularly for the children's, you know, people say, why you all are so fanatic? Yes, we are fanatic, but we are fanatic for good things. We are fanatic for good things, isn't it? Like, if you are fanatic to go to your class, then that is good or bad? It's good. Somebody said, he is a fanatic going every day class. He is fanatic taking every day food. Isn't it? He is a fanatic. If something is good, we should be fanatic of that. Isn't it? So like that. Fanaticism is also good sometimes. It's not always bad. It's only how we use it. So like that. So like that. So these are the bad effects of habits. You know? So how these habits takes place? So now we'll discuss, we are leading towards how to control these habits. Okay? Like we saw, people say health is wealth. But when we develop bad habits, our health also goes, wealth also goes. Just now we discussed. Financial loss, health loss, everything loss. So neither health nor wealth. So how it happens, you know? So how the habits are coming, you see? When we see some objects of which makes us, we are habituated, there is stimulation within our body, in mind still. I should get it. And then after some time there is response. But in between this stimulus and response, there is freedom of choice. And this is the interval only available for us to come out of it. Otherwise it's very difficult. Freedom of choice. I want to go or not. Just like I told you that when he goes in front of liquor shop, as close he goes, his heart becomes weaker, and then finally he goes in front and he says, last time. Then finished. Understand the point? So that is the freedom of choice. There if he says no, then next time he can say no with more strong determination. But that usually doesn't happen. So like that. So this freedom of choice. And also the stimulus and response depends on these three other characteristics. You know? Our freedom of choice is first is genetic hereditary. You can see genetic hereditary means what? Then it is in my gene. What can I do? That's my point. Yes, we cannot do anything. If it is in our gene, and gene is what? As per the scriptural knowledge, Shastra says the gene is not made by chance. It's because of our previous karma. Our previous karma makes gene. That's why, otherwise why my gene is different, your gene is different. There may be some cause behind that, different causes behind these two things. So it said karma creates our genetic. But in Bhagavad Gita it is also said that out of 5 subjects discussed in Bhagavad Gita, what are those 5 subjects?
Soul,
nature, time, kal, prakriti, nature and time. Karma. So karma, these first four, Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti and time, they are eternal. But karma is not eternal. Karma, we can change it. So although it is genetic, but it's not like genetic can control our everything, just like that. So we still have chance to control it. But But it's in our gene. So what can we do, people say? Then psychic association, upbringing. You know, somebody like, suppose I have, from the childhood I have been brought up in vegetarian family. So I don't have problem with non-veg. But somebody is addicted to non-veg, it's very difficult for him to give. So what kind of upbringing? Depending on that, our stimulus and stress response will act. And then environmental, everyone does it, like around us. Say, let's like association, what kind of association? So if association is done, then we have very less freedom of choice. So people say, because of these three things, we have very less freedom of choice. First thing, that it is in my gene, so I don't have any freedom. I have to react in this particular way. Second, because my parents have brought me in this atmosphere, so I cannot change myself. And then third, say that now I have been associated with such kind of people, how can I give it up? So let me do it like that. So these three things. So out of these three things, of course, first two we cannot change. We cannot change our genes. We cannot change our upbringing. But third thing, we can change. What kind of people we are associating. And if we change, that can change our life. That is the essence we have to understand. So we'll discuss how it is like that. So we are not this body, we are the spirit soul, which is pure in nature. But now the soul, we are always revolving in between two entities, mind and intelligence. Like one day you asked, mind and intelligence, what is mind and intelligence? So we are revolving between this mind and intelligence. You know, what is mind? mind says that just do it, don't think. You know, this is the nature of mind. If mind likes something, he will say, just do it, don't think. And nature of intelligence is that, look before you do, whom shall you follow? So intelligence will say, look before you do. Mind will say, just do it, don't think. Have you experienced it sometimes? Something you are going and somebody is saying, you do it. And within us itself, somebody is saying, look before you do it. They are two personalities. They are not personality, they are matter only, but they are subtle matters. And they are acting like that. Now, whom shall we follow? Mind or intelligence? Intelligence. You are intelligent. So like that. So, as mind says, go. Intelligence says, don't go. Like I'll give you a very simple example. Like suppose you have cricket match. Somebody likes very much cricket and the last 10 overs are going, and within 10 overs there are 85 runs is to be made. And then last 5 wickets are left. Isn't it? So, and that is our own country, India. And that too, some famous batsman is there, very expert in hitting six. You know? And then you have next day exams. So, mind will say, come, let us see it. Let us see it. And then intelligence say, no, don't go, you have exam tomorrow. What about that? You should prepare today. You know? So, this is the nature of mind and intelligence. And we are always... So, most of the times our mind gets defeated. Our intelligence gets defeated by mind. We are not, our intelligence is not powerful. Now, if we listen our intelligence, then we'll do good action. But if we listen our mind, then we'll do bad action. And then we'll develop these bad habits. Now, what is intelligence? Let us try to analyze, because this is a very important aspect and how to strengthen it. So, you know, nowadays they have IQ. IQ, you know, what is IQ? Intelligence quotient. So, this nowadays what this observe IQ is like how much like you can how much you can remember, memorize, how much you can match the groups, reasoning power, logics, all these things, you know. But then actually in how much information you have, that makes you intelligent, IQ, the measure based on that, the materially. But actually intelligence is not like that. Intelligence contains two things. There are two aspects of intelligence. First is the power of distinction, and second is power of determination. These two things are there. That's why you see, even there are so many great intellectuals nowadays, but they, like in WHO, World Health Organization, they have come out with a journal. In that they have requested all doctors, please don't smoke. Doctors are requested to not to smoke. And why? It's most abominable activity. Why? Because doctors, they know that it's bad and still they do it. They are the leaders which are supposed to stop it, and they are doing it. It's very bad. So these doctors, they are having nice IQ as per the material calculations. They have nice IQ. But actually, really speaking, they are not intelligent. Why? Because they are, even they are having such IQ, great IQ, but they are indulging in the, according to the mind. And mind saying you take it, but intelligence is not able to, this IQ is not able to protect them. So this IQ is not actually intelligence quotient. So Shastra says there are two types, power of distinction. What is distinction? Distinction that what is beneficial and what is harmful. What is good, what is bad, what is profit, what is loss, what is eternal, what is temporary, what is material, what is spiritual. This power of distinction. We may be having very great knowledge of textbooks and so many things, but we may not be having this knowledge, how to understand what is good and what is bad. So from here we can develop. So it says that the power of distinction comes from Shastra, scriptures. No textbook will teach you what is good, what is bad. Have you seen anybody telling that this liquor is bad and then this is good? No. They will simply do analysis. But then finally, after all analysis, they will come out with the agenda that, but still you have freedom of choice. This life is meant for enjoyment. Take it. Enjoy it. After so many research papers, they have come out that cigarette is injurious for health, but still they will not make propaganda that people should not take it. They will not stop the cigarette industry. Why? Because this real distinction power is not there. And another point is determination. So determination is like, if I understand that this is good, I will do it. If I understand that this is good, I will do it. It doesn't matter whether I like or not. That is determination. So whether even I like it, but I will not do it because this is not good. That is called determination. And then if it is bad, I will never do it. Doesn't matter how much I like it. So this is the determination. So most of the people, you know, like I told doctors, they don't have this discriminative ability, the ability to discriminate what is good and what is bad. So for that, how we have to learn this distinction, what is good, what is bad, what is beneficial, what is harmful, what is temporary, what is eternal. And from here we can learn. We can learn it only from the scriptures. Scriptures only, Shastras can tell us. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that so many instructions are there. Like Krishna says, Matra Svarsastu Kaunteya Sitosna Sukha Dukhada Agma Payino Nitya Tastitikshasva Bharata. Krishna says, the heat and cold, you have to tolerate it. Please tolerate it. Like that. Then Krishna says that the namandaskritino muda papadante naradhama. So like that. He says so many things like that you should do this, you should not do this. You should do this, you should not do this. This is I like, this is what I don't like. Krishna is saying, Manmana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So Krishna says, I like it if you become my devotee. Krishna says, those who sees vidyavinay sampane hastini hastini brahmane gavi hastini suni chaiva sasupake cha pandita samadarsina. Those who see same equal brahmanas, cows, elephant, dog eaters, dogs, they are really dear to me. They are the pandit, real pandit. So these, from where it will come? It will not come. Other people are fighting on the name of religion. People are fighting on the name of my country, your country. People are fighting on the name of colors. People are fighting on the name of caste. So where is this knowledge? This knowledge is not there. Unless we don't study scriptures, this knowledge is not there. So we have to understand this point. So this comes when we read scriptures. What is good, what is bad? What is eternal, what is temporary? What is harmful, what is beneficial? So like that. And then, so now we'll discuss one by one how to give up the bad habits. So this is what we discuss. Discrimination comes by hearing. You know, hearing and reading scriptures. And determination comes by devotional service, when we perform bhakti. Like, otherwise it's very difficult. When we align, how this, you know, determination is very difficult. You can have discrimination from the scriptures, but still, when objects of senses are so strong that when you come, you will forget all your knowledge. It's very difficult. But then, determination is possible only when we are combined with the supreme will. Our will are temporary. But when this, our minute will is aligned with the will of the Supreme Lord, then that powerhouse of the determination comes within us. And then with that determination we can stop ourselves. And that will come only when we practice devotional service. So this determination is the most difficult thing to get. You just see in your life. It's very difficult to keep a bhava. You keep any bhava and just observe yourself. Very difficult. Because the vow, particularly good vows, bad vows like anybody can take, isn't it? I'll drink, and it's very easy to keep drinking vow. But I'll stop drinking, this is very difficult. Determination. You may give up externally by trying, okay, I can control it. But the tendency to commit it again is still there. And that any moment can make us fall down, like Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra Muni, 10,000 years he did austerity, he controlled his senses. And then he fell down again in trap. So like that. So it's very difficult. Determination comes only by devotional service. So there are some practical tips how to control this determination. First day that, abstain from alluring objects. The objects which where you are most weak, try to avoid that, not to face that again and again. Till the time you are not sufficient, you have not developed sufficient strength to face it. At least till that time you don't face. When you have developed that strength, then you can go and face it. This is my point. Till that time you avoid it. And then, after that, bad association you have to avoid. Those people who are inspiring us to go in that direction, we have to avoid those associations. This is very important to come together. When you are doing something good, it's very important. It is said that birds of same feather flock together. So like that. You can see people who are drunkards, they like to be together. People who are gamblers, they like to be together. People who are cricketers, they like to be together. Then why not devotee should be together? Isn't it? Why we should not come together? and do devotional service, develop good things. They are coming together for bad things. Why can't we come together for good things? Is it impossible? So this is what we should do. So this is called bad. We have to give up bad association and develop the good association. And then sustain by good association in knowledge. That knowledge we have to develop by the reading scriptures. And then this, there is the pious formula. Pious formula. We have to very seriously just we have to analyze this. PQ means physical quotient. These are the four types of quotients. Our whole personality constitutes these four quotients. Physical quotients, intelligence quotient, emotional quotient and spiritual quotient. This is the has been given by the so-called material people who are analyzing the things. Now, physical quotient, intellectual quotient and emotional quotient and spiritual quotient, what they say, how to develop it, it's very difficult. Like, you know, some few years back they were saying that those who take meat, they will have nice physique. But it's not true. Now you can see they themselves are telling that vegetarian food is good. How many of you know this point? Anybody can say, you know, that vegetarian food, now doctors are recommending all over the world, vegetarian food. You can see there is one slides we have, depending why to embrace vegetarianism. There is slide where so many details are there, why we should embrace vegetarianism. And when Veda says, people will not listen. But now, because doctors are saying, they are forced to listen. So like that. So, physical quotient means we have to take the very good, healthy food in mode of goodness. Like scripture says, milk products you can take. You can take food grains, you can take fruits, you can take all these products. But don't take meat. So, we do it. So, how? These are the four quotients, and a devotee, how he develops these four types of quotients. So physical quotient we develop by taking prasadam. We don't take too salty or anything too bitter prasad or too much spices we don't mix, like that, you know. So such prasad in mode of goodness. Fruits we take, we don't take meat. So we avoid meat, so many problems we avoid just like that, simply by controlling meat. And then intellectual quotient we develop by real intellectual quotient, not false intellectual quotient, what people say nowadays. Real intellectual quotient concerns two things, determination and power of distinction. So the power of distinction comes by Shastra study. And then emotional quotient. It's very deep. What is emotional quotient? Can anybody say? Emotional quotient means how to control our emotions. How to control our emotions. Like emotions control means when situation is very worse, we are same. When situation is very good, we are same. So that is controlling emotions. So that happens when we are associating with those people. It cannot happen by reading books. How can we? The seven tips of success. A person, he wrote the book, I don't know, remember exactly name.
Stephen R. Covey.
Yeah, which book he wrote?
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, Highly Effective People. And one person wrote the How to Win Friends. And then he died, he committed suicide later on. Because there was no one to take care of him. When somebody deceived him, and then there was no friend to take care of him. So simply artificially we cannot develop this emotional quotient or win the hearts and other things, no. So that is possible only when we associate with those who have it, who can control these emotions, who can come above this duality. So that is the power of association, where we should associate with those who have such emotion. That's why there are various etiquettes are there in the like in the devotee's life. When you follow that, when we associate with those people who are having these qualities, then we get this emotional quotient. And then the spiritual quotient by our sadhana. They don't have any way how to develop this emotional spiritual quotient, but we have. So sadhana means japa. When we chant holy name, then we align our thought with the will of the Lord. Just like, you know, the radio is there, radio you have seen. So radio, if song is not coming, you have to tune it with the frequency of the station. So when you are tuning, after some time when it gets tuned, then proper sound will come. So this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is tuning our will with the will of the Lord. And when it matches, the strong power comes. With that power, that is called spiritual strength. And that strength only can give us the real strength with which we can overcome the habits. Otherwise, it's not possible. So these four things are very, very relevant if we want to overcome the habits. We should have the prasadam, the shuddha, very pure and sattvic, sanctified food we should take. Then we should have the proper power of distinction, what is good, what is bad. And then association of the devotees we should have, and we should have sadhana. If we are having this combined four thing, nobody can break us. This is the power of these four things. No power can break your heart and make the place for the bad habits to take in, come in. So we have to understand these points. So these are the four points which I want to discuss. So, you know, like we have these centers like this base facility I was discussing with the Saurabh and Ankur, where we provide these four things. The full package. Anybody who attends the morning program, in our basis there are morning programs almost from 5 o'clock to, it's like goes around 7, 7:30. So in the various colleges, like I went to IIT Kharagpur, so there were 50 boys were studying in a place where they were following this schedule, Shastra Study Association Sadhana, and they will complete this all by 7 o'clock, everything. So within 3 hours they will get all these things. Prasadam they will get before going. They will get Shastra. They will come discuss something for half an hour. They will have this association. They are coming together, staying together. And then there is sadhana. They chant before going to the college. And in the evening when they come, then they study their textbooks. And you know, they have slots also. Like weekly, how many hours they have to study, that is fixed. Anybody who studies less than that, he will be questioned, why, what was the reason. He will be given warning. And because you all are in the, nobody comes and gives you warning, na? That why you don't study this week, no. But in the base, we make sure that you have to study this many hours, if you are in the base. And then we strictly monitor it. And then when there is the exam period, that time we stress that you must study 16 hours per day. Like that. So in this way, like, there is the monitoring tool. And in this way, we develop the people of good character, good habit, good character. So like that. So these are the very essential objects in our life. Otherwise, it's very difficult to control the habits. You know, there are so many distractions which will distract our mind in various directions. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. And if you have any questions, we'll take for 5-10 minutes. Then we'll stop by 9:30. We'll finish it. Already it's late. Actually, we started late only. 8:15 we started. This lecture I kept for 1 hour 50 minutes. But somehow, you know, any question? Yeah.
In the slide, it was shown that the cigarette reduces life by 22 years. Now, when we come into the material world, our life has already been decided. This much years you have to stay, these many breaths you have to take. So by smoking or intoxicating, are we going against nature's law? Are we committing that offense also?
Yes, because you know, we always have free will. There is your own destiny. But then, when we develop habits, we can change our destiny. That's what we saw. Effect of habit is that we change our destiny. It can change our destiny. So there is some destiny previously defined, But then when we develop these habits because of our free will, that's why we freedom of choice. There was one section between stimuli and response, there is freedom of choice. And we discussed three things: genetic, then parental upbringing, and then third, association, atmosphere, environmental. So the first, genetic, is what is destiny. Okay? That says that you should go, your life should be this many years. Then parental is also, in one sense, you can say destiny. But then this atmosphere, environment, is not destiny. Like suppose you all are here, you have two options. You can go back in your hostel and you can associate with those who are drunkards, who are smokers, who are those people. And another option is that you can go back to your hostel and you can come together and stay in the facility like we are proposing this base. We are going to start the base immediately after this. Five of you are ready also to come. So these two options are available. Now you have freedom of choice. So when we decide that I will go in this direction, then we are making our destiny better. But when we decide to go in the other direction, we are changing our destiny in the wrong direction. Okay? We can change this. That's why I told you. Karma is the fifth thing which can be changed. It's not permanent, depending on our free will. And we have free will depends on these three things, what I told: genetic, parental upbringing, and environment. So we can not change two things, but we can change third, that is environment. So if environment is like base, like facility, then there is very easy to give up habits and make good habits. Understood? Like that. So life here is, because we selected wrong thing, so our destiny is changed. That's what we discussed. The effect of habit is that our destiny is changed. So destiny is changed by 22 years. So like that, we can change our destiny.
Roji, how to make the sattva strong, as much strong as possible?
So that's why we have to come together. Alone it's very difficult. Particularly in the atmosphere like you all are staying. When we come together, the power of coming together, unity, you know. It's very easy to break one stick. But when 5-6 are there, very difficult to break. So very difficult for the mundane thoughts to come in when we are associated. We'll protect each other. We'll inspire each other. And also, always there will be mode of goodness, you know. Like suppose you are studying and some people are talking about the porno movies. It's very difficult to control the mind, isn't it? But then, when you are staying around them. But when you are coming and staying in the friend circle, which are very, always discussing about Krishna, about God, about the how to become a good, charactered person, then it's very easy, you know. Like when you come to temple, so then becomes very easy to concentrate mind and become peaceful. But when you go out in the bar, near bar or clubs, where people are half naked, people are moving around, keeping hands, like, or you go in the movie, you can see the difference. So it's all depends on the kind of association. When association, that's what I told, environmental. So when we are having good association together, even like you are coming together and chanting, doing the sadhana, whenever you are seeing each other, encouraging each other, saying, sharing each other's realizations, then we see when, see, oh, he's also nice, feeling nice, and we help each other, share our realizations. Then when we are alone, we are still in doubt, oh, whether I am doing right or wrong, whether it's correct or not, you know. Even we are doing right, sometimes we feel, you know, let's suppose five people are around you, they are doing something wrong, and you are doing right. Then we become confused. Am I doing right? It happens or not? In college it happens so many times, you know. Like I saw so many people change their habit. They started smoking, although they didn't like, or they started taking liquors, they didn't like during my college years. So it happens. We can compete. But when I am good and the five people, I am bad and five people are good around, then I also become good. It's all association. Power of association. Very strong. Any other? This base will elaborate in coming classes also. This is where the people who wants to develop the good character, good habits, they come together and stay together, like the nearby the college, and there will be the facility where, like, what we do, like, we'll give in details. Today time is not there. There are sessions on this. There is value of association. I have put one session. In that I'll discuss in detail what is the base, how it works, functions. So we'll discuss in detail. Now time is also not there. So for that. But it's a kind of come and stay together. This is a like thing. Okay? Any other question?
Prabhuji, regarding the first question, you said that cigarette decreases the life. But isn't that true that material life is fixed according to our previous karmas? And it is the eternal life, spiritual life, which we have to develop. Can you explain?
Yeah.
How is it different? Like, the material life is fixed according to our karmas, the previous karmas. But it is the spiritual life that is fixed. So how can a person die in 22 years before?
Yeah, he can die. Like, suppose you have your free will. What's my point? Like, here only. You have your free will. Like, suppose here, you go in the gate, you have free will. You can go in that direction, you can go in this direction. Very easy to understand. Now, you have been destined to go in this direction and go to the temple, but then you have free will to go in that direction. You can go. We have freedom of choice. We can select. But that freedom of choice is not complete freedom. Our freedom is limited. Like, just like if you choose that I should fly in the air, that we cannot do. Our freedom is limited. Also, we are free to act, free to decide, but that freedom is not complete freedom. That is limited. Just like, suppose there is a pole at the center and you bind a cow with some length of rope to that pole. So that cow is free to move, but that freedom is within that circle of that rope radius. Understand your point? It is free. Cow is free to act, free to move, but within that circle only. It can move in unlimited way. Unlimited freedom is there, but that freedom is in that circle. It cannot go beyond that. Similarly, our freedom is bound by this body. So we can decide within this body, whatever is the capacity of this body, accordingly we can decide. Like, suppose I can decide that I will commit suicide today. And then I can commit suicide. Although my age is destined to be 50 years, 60 years. It's possible. So the freedom is there. With this body we can do anything, but we cannot do beyond that. That is not under our control.
So Prabhuji is going against regulator principle, is it like committing suicide?
No, no. It's not like that. Of course, in one sense, spiritual suicide you are committing. Spiritual suicide you are committing.
Like the habits, and you know, to decide with what is good and what is bad, you need to distinguish between what is good and what is bad. But many of the people, they are not able to distinguish in what is wrong and what is right, and that is why one needs some guidance.
Yeah.
But who decides that a person gets the right guidance?
Yeah.
Many of the people, they are not able to accept the right guidance, and many of the people, they are able to do that. They are able to accept the right guidance. So who decides that a person will be able to accept the right guidance and he won't be able to accept it?
Yeah, so how to decide that what is good and what is bad?
Yes, even the guidance.
Guidance. Yeah. What is good guidance, what is bad guidance? You all understood the question? Ankur, you understood? So question is that, how to decide that what is good and what is bad, and somebody is guiding whether it is good or bad? So there are... It is said that first we have to understand that Shastra, by Shastra we can know what is good and what is bad. So if you want to know what is good and bad, we should read Shastra. But at the same time, we must have the Shastra is not enough. Because, you know, Shastra is theoretical. So we must seek practical guidance from somebody who has experienced it. So that practical guidance also we should have with the study parallelly. And we should see both are matching or not. Understand your point? If both, even these two are not matching, then we should seek the third person. And we should ask him, who may be of the same caliber, whether there is difference, what may be the reason of that difference. If that person itself you can approach, then it's good. If we accept that, yeah, this reason because of this, you are satisfied, then it's okay. But if you still not satisfied, you can go to other person. This is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. These are three circles, cycles. Check and balance method, it is called. You see in Shastra, and then you identify with the, ask the Guru whether this is correct, my understanding is correct. If he authorized that, yes, what you have understood from Bhagavad Gita at this point is correct, then that is okay. There is always check and balance, check and balance. Suppose I say something, and then you can read in the Shastra the same thing. If you find this is contradictory to Shastra, you don't accept. You must ask questions. That this is what is contradictory you are saying. Please explain me, I cannot understand. So there is question, always check it. It's not like you should accept everything blindly, no. Tad vidhi pranipaten pariprasnena sevaya. So we have to ask questions wherever there is doubt from the scriptures. But if the doubt is there from the mundane platform, then that is not the real doubt. We have to understand. It's okay? Everybody understood? Like check and balance method is there. There are authorized books. Like suppose somebody is teaching in classroom, a professor. That professor is telling that this is the method of solving the problem. But in how to check it? See, if you see this same process there in the textbook, same procedure, then it's correct. If textbook is saying something else and prophecy is saying something else, then who is wrong? Prophecy is wrong. But textbook cannot be wrong if it is authorized textbook. So similarly, scriptures cannot be wrong. Somebody is saying that scriptures are wrong, then he is foolish. So like that. Authorized. So we will stop here. Any questions we can take further? We have more 2 days more. So I hope that it will be useful for you today, whatever we have discussed, and we'll keep on this. So it's 9:30, we'll go. We have made arrangements for your you to stay, and hot milk is there here, so we can distribute. So there is hot milk arrangement for you all before taking rest. So take it, and by the time you finish hot milk. So actually we have 2 dramas in your syllabus. So today we will not do it. We will do it. Yeah, because we don't have time.